वासुदेवाय We are continuing our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 12, Beyond Renunciation and Knowledge, Text number 18. Yathanala Khe Anila Bandhur Ushma Balena दारुणी अधिमत्यमानः अणुः प्रजातो हविषा समेधते तथैव मे व्यक्तिर् इयं हि वाणी. यथा नलके नीलबन्धुरुष्मा बलेन दारुणि अधिमत्यमाना अणुप्रजातो हविषा समेधते तथैव मे व्यक्तिरियं हि वाणी. यथा नलके नीलबन्धुरुष्मा बलेन दारुणि अधिमत्यमाना अणुप्रजातो हविषा समेधते तथैव मे व्यक्तिरियं हि वाणी. यथा नलके नीलबन्धुरुष्मा बलेन दारुणि अधिमत्यमाना अणुप्रजातो हविषा समेधते तथैव मे व्यक्तिरियं हि वाणी. Matajis. Word to word meaning yatha, just as, Anala, fire. K, in the space within wood. Anila, air. Bandhu, whose help? Ushma, heat. Balena, strongly. Daruni, within the wood. Adimatyamana, being kindled by friction. Anu, very tiny. Prajata, is born. Avisha, with ghee, clarified butter. Samedhate, it increases. Tatha, similarly. Eva, indeed. Me, my. Vyakti, manifestation. Iyam, this. He, certainly. Vani, the Vedic sounds. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When sticks of kindling wood are vigorously rubbed together, heat is produced by contact with air, and a spark of fire appears. Once the fire is kindled, ghee is added and the fire blazes. Similarly, I become manifest in the sound vibration of the Vedas. Purport. Lord Krishna here explains the most confidential meaning of Vedic knowledge. The Vedas first regulate ordinary material work and channel the fruits into ritualistic sacrifices, which ostensibly reward the performer with future benefits. The real purpose of the sacrifices, however, is to accustom a materialistic worker to offering the fruits of his work to a superior Vedic authority. An expert fruity worker gradually exhausts the possibilities of material enjoyment and naturally gravitates toward the superior stages of philosophical speculation on his existential situation. By increased knowledge, one becomes aware of unlimited glories of Supreme and gradually takes to the process of loving devotional service to the Transcendental Absolute Truth. Lord Krishna is the goal of Vedic knowledge, as the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita, Vedascha sarver aham eva vidyah. The Lord gradually becomes manifest in the progression of Vedic rituals, just as fire is gradually manifest by the rubbing of firewood. The word havisha samedhate, the fire increases by addition of ghee, indicate that by progressive advancement of Vedic sacrifice, the fire of spiritual knowledge gradually blazes, illuminating everything and destroying the chain of fruity work. Lord Krishna considered Uddhava to be the most qualified person to hear this elaborate transcendental knowledge. Therefore, the Lord mercifully instructs Uddhava so that he may enlighten the sages at Badrika Ashram, thus fulfilling the purpose of the sages' lives. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Vaijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Translation once again, when sticks of kindling wood are vigorously rubbed together, heat is produced by contact with air and a spark of fire appears. Once the fire is kindled, ghee is added and the fire blazes. Similarly, I become manifest in the sound vibration of the Vedas. So welcome all the devotees for Bhagavatam class. Today is a very auspicious day. Today is a divine appearance day of Srimati Lalita Devi, the six blessings of all Vaishnavas, to speak something from Uddhava Gita and also something from the life of Srimati Lalita Devi. We are discussing the winding up verses of this particular series, the Uddhava Gita. This is the last chapter and almost now six verses or five verses are remaining for the chapter to get over, and then a new section in 11th canto of Bhagavatam will start. So it's winding up, and just before this verse, few verses ago, Uddhava is clarifying a doubt. Because so far, Krishna has spoken on various topics in the Uddhava Gita. He has spoken about Karma Mishra Bhakta, about Jnana Mishra Bhakta, and then off late he spoke on pure devotional service, surrendering unto Krishna. So, Uddhava is a little confused. He wants to ask Krishna, because every time Krishna spoke on a particular topic, Uddhava took it as a personal instruction. Okay, Krishna is telling me to do this. Okay, Karma Mishra Bhakta, I'll be doing that. Then Krishna changes the topic to Jnana Mishra Bhakti. And Uddhava says, yes, very nice. And then now Krishna is speaking of pure bhakti. So Uddhava clarifies a doubt that, Krishna, are you going to speak something more else also apart from this? So the Krishna had to tell Uddhava that I am not speaking this to you. Through you, I am speaking to the whole world, and especially this knowledge you have to take to the sages of Badrikashram. So therefore, I am speaking in progression. I am equipping you, training you, so that when you go out again, after my departure, you will be able to speak as per time, place and circumstances. See, Krishna is engaging Uddhava soon in a very important mission to go to his devotee. So he is very much caring for his devotee, right? So the original devotee care course was given by Lord Krishna to Uddhava. But to do devotee care, one needs to know there are different levels of devotee, right? Not everyone is on the same level. So as per the level of a devotee, one has to give him instructions of Krishna consciousness. In fact, if someone has to be brought to Krishna consciousness, that also has to be a super special job. You cannot preach the same message of Krishna consciousness in the same style to everyone. Right? When you preach to a new person, we speak in a way by which he will understand. And eventually he will take up the higher rungs of Krishna consciousness. And that's what precisely Krishna is developing the progression in the Uddhava Gita. And finally here, Krishna gives a brilliant example. Krishna says in this particular verse, the example of how two wood pieces, when they are rubbed, a friction is generated and a fire comes out. And amazingly, Krishna gives such a brilliant example that an expert person who needs to create fire from the firewood, this was the methodology used previously. There was no matchstick initially, no lighters. And for doing yagyas, an expert brahmana would rub the arani wood and the fire would generate. But even that also, just like, you know, matchstick, you have a matchbox, it is not necessary that everyone has a matchbox will be able to ignite a fire. Sometimes some people take actually efforts, and some people are just effortlessly just do just a rub on the surface of the matchbox and the matchstick starts igniting fire. So even in rubbing firewood, there is a science. So when they rub the firewood, friction is generated. But what to do with the friction? What to do with the spark? Because the spark has to become fire. So the person who is generating the friction, rubbing the two woods, at exact time when the friction, the spark is a little bigger, that was the time then Krishna mentions he should add some ghee and make the fire blazing. And Krishna gives the analogy here that this is how a devotee should preach to any kind of people he meets. He's trying to develop that small fire, a spark. But he cannot just put ghee any time, right? The ghee has to be put at right time when the fire is a little bigger. And put the ghee and the fire becomes ablaze. So example given here of firewood is exactly what Uddhava is being told by Krishna. That you speak Krishna conscious message as per time, place and circumstances. Now this example of firewood, arani, has been used many times in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like for example, the example of firewood is mentioned in one place where it is said that the fire is already in the wood. It has to be just manifested. So this fire is compared to the inherent Krishna consciousness which every living entity has. So Krishna conscious methodology of preaching is not to superimpose something on a living entity, but just it has to be invoked. Whatever is dormant lying in someone's heart, that fire has to be invoked in a suitable way, in expert methodology of a spark and the fire. Somewhere else in Bhagavatam, another example is given that the rubbing of wood creates a friction, and the wood is compared to, one wood is compared to a devotee, other wood is compared to a non-devotee. So it is mentioned that sometimes there is a friction between devotees and non-devotees, and then when friction is high, what happens? Krishna comes to protect his devotees, and Krishna is compared to that fire. So when devotees and non-devotee friction takes place, Krishna appears as fire. So there are different ways and methodologies in which this particular analogy is mentioned in Bhagavatam. But herein, it is very clear what Krishna is speaking here. Krishna is saying that how a devotee should be expert in rising a neophyte or a new devotee or not a pure devotee to the level of pure devotional service. So Krishna says the Vedas are referred by everyone. The Karmis also refer Vedas for their own purpose. The Karmakandis, they refer Vedas. The Jnanis refer Vedas. The Yogis refer Vedas. The Karma Mishra Bhaktas, the Jnana Mishra, all are referring the same book. But at the right time, the pure devotional service, which is the essence of Vedas, is brought and offered to them. So the progression is mentioned here. That Krishna is saying that we have to raise people to the level of pure devotional service. This is the highest. And Krishna says that Vedas, the message of Vedas is not different than me. Like Krishna says in the translation, I become manifest in the sound vibration of the Vedas. So the Vedas, when people are reading Vedas or hearing Vedas or using Vedas for their day-to-day activities, they are dealing with Krishna. But because they are not pure yet, Krishna consciousness is not purely manifested in their heart. But because the connection with Krishna is there, it will happen in due course of time under the guidance of expert devotee, under the guidance of an expert guru. That's the precise seva or work of Vaishnavas and guru in our life. They are trying to create a friction, a spark, and exactly at right time the ghee is added and the fire is ablaze. I was recently attending on a seminar and one devotee gave a very brilliant example. This is from the pastimes. It's a very nice example, I just remembered, so I thought I'll connect here. This is about one particular Vaishnava, a guru. He was going with his disciples and they were going on a pilgrimage. So they came to a village in the evening time and they decided to stay there. So in the outskirts of the village they saw a house. It's like a rundown house, not very big, simple. And the guru went in, and the guru from outside, you know, he asked for help. Can we stay here? From the house came three people, you know. Similar looking, little, not much shaved, you know. And then these three people came and said, you know, yes, yes, Swamiji, please come and stay. These three were thieves. And that was their hideout. But they knew that if Swamiji, a guru and some Vaishnavas have come, we should respect them. That much culture they had got. So they brought in Swamiji and said, come to our house. So the guru and Vaishnavas all came and sat in the house. And he said, you stay here as long as you want, you know. And guru was thinking that, you know, what kind of house is this, you know. They are saying this is our house. But in this house, there is no female member. There is no wife. There is no daughter. There is no mother. So the guru had a doubt that we are coming to a wrong place. But anyways, he wanted to continue and see what's happening. He saw this thieves is very much service oriented. They were kind of helping whatever way, offering fruits and all. And the guru asked, what is your work? He said, our work is very big, you know. And please bless us in our work. So guru said, yes, I'll bless you that your work and my work will be done together. So thieves did not understand. Anyways, they offered very nice sleeping place, whatever blankets, whatever chattais they had got, you know. And they offered, and the gurus and the Vaishnavas slept. But guru was very conscious. And he saw in the night time that three people were going out because that was the work time. So they went out and the guru realized, oh, these are thieves, you know, because their work time is in the night. So they went in the night and came back in the morning. In the morning, they woke up the guru and Vaishnavas, offered all the services. The daytime they were serving the Vaishnavas and guru. And then guru was so happy, he stayed for 2-3 days in that place. And the Vaishnavas asked, why we are not going ahead, Guru Maharaj? Why we are staying here? Because these are three thieves here. Therefore, we are staying in their house. The thieves, why are we staying here? So they are thieves, but one amazing thing is, they will be determined. The guru said, every day in the morning, when they came back from their work, I asked them, how was your work? Kaam hua ki nahi? Is your work done? And every time they said, no, today our work was not done, but tomorrow it will be done. And give us your blessings. So every time they came, their work was not done. Every day they could not do their work of stealing. But every time they were very sure, tomorrow my work will be done. So the guru saw that one good quality. These people are determined. Aaj kaam nahi hua, kal hoga. Today we could not do our work, but tomorrow the work will be done. So guru said, because they are determined, that quality is so good, so I'm staying here and trying to fan that quality in them. So because of service to guru and Vaishnava, slowly they became a little humbled, these thieves. And they said that we want to tell you really what our work is, you know. We are thieves. So guru said, I knew that very well. And I stayed there because I saw that you had amazing quality of determination. I'll tell you a parallel story. One time Gautam Buddha was walking on the road, you know. And he went through an area where all lepers were sitting. This one leper was fully covered with leprosy on his body. Very much in agony. So Gautam Buddha saw that leper and he smiled at that leper and then he went ahead. So all the disciples of Gautam Buddha asked that he was suffering in agony. Why you smile at him? Said, I saw that when he was in agony, I could see his teeth. His teeth were very beautiful. Therefore, I smiled that he had a very beautiful teeth. So the disciples understood that the whole body was full of leprosy, but there's one good thing which Buddha appreciated, the appreciation of their beautiful teeth. So Vaishnavas and Gurus and Acharyas, they also see this whole body or this whole consciousness, leper consciousness. But one good quality they see and they fan that spark. So then he called this thief and said that, I really want to give you one tip of one particular person whom you go and you steal that person's ornaments, you will be very fortunate. In fact, you don't have to do any other stealing. Itana paryat matram mil jayega aapko. Sir, where is that place? Said, from here you go towards Mathura. There is one place, Mathura. And from Mathura you go ahead, go to Vrindavan, this place. Please note down. So they were noting down everything. Go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan there is one small boy who is wandering alone in the forest. And his mother is always decorating the boy with so many jewels and ornaments. You go and steal that boy's ornaments. You don't have to steal any more else in your life. So is it? So you know everyone, all things. Before leaving, I said, what is the name of that boy? I said, Sri Nandanandan. Okay. So they noted that also. So they reached Mathura, they reached Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, they were very frantically searching in the forest of Vrindavan. So dense forest, no? They were afraid also. But they had determination, that one quality. Nahi, milenge, milenge. Maharaj ne bola, Sadhu Maharaj, no? Guru Maharaj said. Days went by. The only meditation they were having is Sri Nandanandan. Small boy in this forest alone, mother has covered his body with ornaments. They were so desperate after a few days that they were actually praying to Guru. Guru, where is that boy? Where is that boy? Where is that Sri Nandanandan? In 3-4 days, what happened is the reason why they came, they forgot. Because they were so desperate for that boy. Milne ke baad aage kya kaam karenge na? After we meet that boy, then we'll do the rest of the work. But where is that boy? Where is that boy? That became so strong, Krishna finally appeared in front of them. And Krishna said, my name is Sri Nandanandan. What do you want? When they saw Krishna, because they're already meditating on Krishna, they were getting purified, seeing Krishna, full purification. They saw Krishna's beauty and said, we have come to meet you because the original desire was what? To steal from Krishna. And now the desire is, they said that we have come to meet you because we see that you have ornaments on your body. But we see that there are some places where ornaments are not there. So we want to decorate your body with our ornaments. So whatever they had little, they had looted before, you know, those silver and gold bangles. They removed that and they decorated Krishna's body with that. And Krishna said, okay, done. And said, yes, done. And Krishna disappeared. That's it. And these thieves remain in that Vrindavan, thinking about Sri Nandanandan the rest of their life. They left their bodies. Krishna gave them another chance of seva. One seva they had done of decorating Krishna's body with ornaments. The next seva was due. The next life they were born in Navadvip. They were those thieves who had come to steal Lord Nimai. These thieves came, saw Nimai with beautiful ornaments on his body, alone, no one around him. They went and told Nimai that we have nice sweets for you. And this was the time Krishna, see, when you decorate the deity Sringar, what happens after that? There is bhoga, right? So this time Krishna allowed them to do bhoga offering also. So they picked up Nimai and they went around, and just so that Nimai doesn't cry, they offered sandesh, barfi, rasgulla, rasmalai, whatever may be there. They offered Krishna and Lord Nimai that. And Nimai was enjoying that. And because Nimai was sitting on their neck, on their, yeah, this part, so Nimai had hold the heads very tightly. They were taking turns in taking the boy and Nimai was holding the head. Full mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on their head, you know, just imagine. Full ashirvad. And then they took Nimai around and they also, not only they offered bhoga offering to Lord Nimai, but also they got chance to do palki, you know, shobha yatra of Nimai. So more service. So by the time they went, eventually they came back to the same place of Jagannath Mishra. And then they realized, oh, this is the wrong place. They left Nimai and they ran away. So the Acharyas mentioned that these thieves, they got so much addicted to chanting of Hare Krishna that when they left Nimai, all they could do throughout their life was chant Hare Krishna, nothing else. It all began with a fire of spark, with a spark of fire. And at the right time, the Guru, he saw the spark, put some ghee and made more Krishna conscious. And Krishna took it further ahead and gave full chance of serving him and serving him eternally in his pastimes. So this is how we see that this is how Krishna consciousness also works in our life, where Guru, Vaishnavas, they come, they engage us in their service, they fan that spark, and eventually when the right time comes, they engage us more in Krishna consciousness. And we come here without any understanding of Krishna consciousness, and we end up serving Krishna more and more in our life. We see the example of Uddhava. Uddhava was given a special service by Krishna. He was a why special service? Because all the difficult services Krishna had would give it to Uddhava. When gopis were to be visited by Krishna, Krishna sent Uddhava as a messenger. And now Krishna had forgotten to go to Badrikashram to meet his devotees there. So now again Krishna is about to disappear, Krishna is sending Uddhava. You go and you see the Badrikashram sages. So this is all how Krishna engages his best of devotees in service. But Krishna also knows that Uddhava also needs some more mercy. So the service, according to service, along with service also comes chance to develop more Krishna consciousness. So Uddhava gets chance to go to Vrindavan. He is going there trying to preach to gopis and the Vrindavan devotees and ends up getting preached. And this Uddhava, who is always considered the best of devotees, who is very close to Krishna, realizes that he has not even advanced one iota in Krishna consciousness. And he says, therefore I have to come and stay in Braj, in Vrindavan. So after his duties in Badrikashram, Uddhava comes and stays in Vrindavan. So in the Braj Mandal Parikrama book it is mentioned that three places Uddhava stays eternally. One is in Badrinath, because Krishna sent him there, so he stays eternally there. The next place where he stays eternally is the Dwarka. Dwarka must have got submerged, but still Dwarka Lila is going on eternally. So Uddhava is there with Krishna and Dwarka. And Uddhava is also in Vrindavan. And which place in Vrindavan? Our Acharyas mentioned, near Kusum Sarovar, there is this Uddhava Baithaka. So Vajrana Maharaj, when he was re-excavating all the places and establishing deities, he came to Kusum Sarovar and he knew that there is somewhere near Kusum Sarovar Uddhava was also eternally staying. So that time it is mentioned that he performed Sankirtan. And hearing Sankirtan, Uddhava manifested himself. And Uddhava spoke Bhagavatam to Vajrana Maharaj. And because he saw Uddhava there, exactly at that place he established a beautiful temple, Uddhava's deity near Kusum Sarovar. So this is all where Uddhava is sitting. So we are talking about service, that how Uddhava was engaged in service and through that service he progressed in his Krishna consciousness to the highest realm. So this is how Krishna consciousness works. Prabhupada says in one place in Bhagavatam 3rd canto that when we come to Krishna consciousness, we hear about Krishna. We hear about Krishna consciousness. But that is just theoretical knowledge. But when we serve in Krishna consciousness, that knowledge becomes a conviction. So seva makes a knowledge into conviction. Realizations come from service. I was going through pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and devotee were discussing with me. And a beautiful purport I got about service. I was just about to speak it here, but because Lalitashtakam was sung here, so I thought I'll take advantage of this projector also. We'll display this particular purport. We are referring 3rd canto, 13th chapter and 49th verse. So in this particular verse, Krishna speaks, it is beautifully said about this conversation between Brahmaji, I guess. No, the appearance of Lord Vara here. 3:13:49. What is the purport? Yes. Go up. Yeah, just hold on. I may have to read like this. Go down. Prabhupada says here, As stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, the Lord gives intelligence to pure devotees so that they may elevate to highest professional stage. It is confirmed herein that a pure devotee who constantly engages in loving service of the Lord is awarded all knowledge necessary to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For such a devotee, there is nothing valuable to be achieved but Lord's service. If one serves faithfully, mark this word, if one serves faithfully, there is no possibility of frustration because the Lord Himself takes charge of the devotee's advancement. If one serves faithfully, there is no chance of frustration. Go ahead. The Lord is seated in everyone's heart and He knows the devotee's motive and arranges everything achievable. In other words, the pseudo-devotee who is anxious to achieve material gains cannot attain the highest professional stage because the Lord is in knowledge of his motive. One merely has to become sincere in his purpose and then the Lord is there to help in every way. It's a brilliant purport. How Krishna is helping a devotee once he engages in service. One has to faithfully engage in Krishna's service and Krishna will rest, do everything else. Now, brilliant Srila Prabhupada mentions how to be successful in one's service. This is now the third canto, 9th chapter, 29th verse. Very beautifully, Prabhupada gives a formula to achieve success in one's service. Yeah, purport. Any person authorized by either the Lord or by his bona fide representative is already blessed, as is the work entrusted to him. People generally ask, Prabhuji, Mataji, give me blessings. You know, Prabhupada is saying, blessing is already there. Actually, Brahmaji is there asking for blessings for secondary creation. And Krishna is telling him that you're already blessed because the service is there. Service means Krishna's own work Krishna is giving you. That's the blessing. Of course, the person entrusted with such a responsibility should always be aware of his incapability, but must always look for mercy of the Lord for successful execution of his duty. One should not be puffed up because he is entrusted with certain executive work. Fortunate is he who is so entrusted, and if he is always fixed in sense of being subordinate to will of the Supreme, he is sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. So this is the success formula. He is sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. So what is the formula? The above lines. Go ahead. Upar, jaiye. Bas. Yeah. So this is the formula. In that formula, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, first, one has to be aware of his incapability. That this service has been given to me, but I am incapable of doing this service. Should be very much aware. Second, one is to pray constantly that Krishna gives him intelligence to execute that service. Third, while doing that service, there is a chance that one may think that the result of seva is because of me. So Prabhupada said one should not be puffed up. We should know everything is coming from Krishna. Seva has come from Krishna. The intelligence to do service has also come from Krishna. And finally, the result is also from Krishna. And the fourth point is, one should think that he is so fortunate that in spite of incapability, Guru or Vaishnavas have put trust on him and given him that service. Even though I am not so good, but because I am so fortunate that even Gurus and Vaishnavas are trusting me and given this service to me. And finally, fifth is, we should always be fixed in seeing that I am subordinate to the will of the Supreme. That means whatever will come in the service is all by the will of the Lord. If success comes immediately, success comes later, success doesn't come, it is all ordained by the will of the Supreme. And Prabhupada says, if one executes service in this particular mood, one will definitely achieve success in one's service. So we see here how beautifully this idea of seva is very much brought out in the purports of Srila Prabhupada's disciples here. And Krishna is also mentioning this very point that how eventually Krishna guides the conditioned soul. Today we are celebrating a very beautiful day. It is the day of appearance of Srimati Lalita Devi. What is her service? She is always engaged in the service of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna. So, it is mentioned that Lalita Devi, she is the most confidential associate of Srimati Radharani. She is the first gopi who is very next to Lalita Devi. And therefore, it is mentioned by our Gaudiya Acharya that if one has to approach Srimati Radharani, one has to go via Srimati Lalita Devi. And that's why you find also, tithi-wise, before Adashtami comes, Lalita Devi appearance comes. Just few days before, a day before or 2 days, this time 2 days before. The whole idea is that we take blessings of Srimati Lalita Devi and then it is easy to approach Srimati Radharani. So, it is mentioned that Lalita Devi, she is engaged in service of Radharani and Krishna, but she depends entirely upon a very important assistant, and that is Sri Rupa Manjari. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita, that same Srimati Radharani has come as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna come together with Radharani's mood. The same Lalita Devi has come as Swarup Damodar Goswami, and the same Rup Manjari has come as Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, if someone had to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would only be able to do so by taking appointment or consultation with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Either meeting or presenting a book, presenting a verse, presenting a song, anything, it has to go via Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he was the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions, but how to approach Swarup Damodar Goswami, how to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a conditioned souls may not know. So same Rupa Manjari has come as Rupa Goswami and has given us literatures, the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures, by studying which we get a mood, we understand the mood of approaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. And therefore, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we are all called Rupanugas. We are the followers of Rupa Goswami because we entirely depend on Rupa Goswami to help us approach Swarup Damodar Goswami and approach Lord Chaitanya. So, Lalita Devi plays a very pivotal role in Krishna's pastimes, Radharani's pastimes. Radharani, in her pastimes with Krishna, depend on Lalita very heavily. Therefore, every pastime Radha Krishna, almost all places Lalita Devi is there. So sometimes Lalita Devi is that particular sakhi in Krishna Leela where she assists in whatever way it is necessary. If it is a humble way necessary, she will be humble, submissive. Necessary to change something and be very, very strong towards Krishna or towards Radharani, she will become strong also. Therefore, Radharani highly depends on Lalita Devi for many pastimes where Krishna becomes very strong and adamant, and she calls immediately Lalita Devi for help. So these are very intimate pastimes. But let's discuss something which we can relate to our life also. We are talking about Lalita Devi in today's discourse. I was referring to some books where it is mentioned which all places there are pastimes happening in Vrindavan of Lalita Devi. So there is one Lalita Kund in Radha Kund, near Radha Kund, and there is one Lalita Kund in Nandagaon. And there is Unchagao also, where Lalita Devi was born. So what is this Lalita Kund? Now, Srila Jiva Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, they mention that the original Radha Kund was very small when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and discovered that place. And there was a small, they call it spring, from which water was always gushing out. And then it is mentioned that by the arrangement of Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami excavated the whole Radha Kund very big, Sham Kund very big. And then water comes out from the spring, fills in Radha Kund, and that same water, there is a small channel, enters into Sham Kund. Originally Sham Kund was made and then Radha Kund was made. But now, up till now, Radha Kund is the place where continuous water is rushing out and it fills in Sham Kund also. Now, when Radha Kund and Sham Kund completely fill, there has to be a channel for water to move out. And that channel moves out into Lalita Kund. But because of so much construction going on, Vrindavan places, all that things, and Kali Yuga's intervention, it is mentioned that now Lalita Kund is actually manifested. But the other kunds are there, which are Sakhi's kunds, that are not manifested. Only in monsoon season, where there is a lot of rainfall in Radha Kund, maybe you will find some kunds here and there. But Lalita Kund is still there. And next to Lalita Kund is Lalita Bihari Temple. which Vajranab installed deities, where there is a deity of Lalita Devi and Krishna. There are few places where Lalita Devi and Krishna's deities are there. There is one place very prominent here. Even in Uchagav, there is not Lalita Devi and Krishna. There is Radharani, Krishna and Lalita Devi. Anyways, this is one place where Lalita Kund is there in Radha Kund, near Radha Kund. And there is another place in Nandagav. And that is mentioned that Lalita Kund is the personal bathing place of Lalita Devi. She comes often there and takes bath there. Now, next to Lalita Kund is also a beautiful Julan Stali, swing pastime place of Radha and Krishna. There is even a small place built to commemorate that pastime. So, sometimes Krishna would come to play swing with Srimati Radharani there. So, one particular time, Krishna was waiting for Srimati Radharani to come for the swing program. So, he was sitting on the swing alone. Because it is Lalita Kund, Lalita Devi was also very close by. Now, she was also doing some important work. She was making garlands. She was making garlands so that she could offer it to Krishna and Radharani when they are on the swing. Now, at this time, Sri Narad Muni comes in and he decides to become a catalyst in an amazing pastime. So, Narad Muni thinks, what should I do to make some sweet pastime coming out of this small thing? Krishna is waiting, Radharani is decorating herself, and Lalita Devi is making garland. So, he goes to Srimati Radharani and says, Radharani, Krishna is waiting for you. Why don't you finish your decorations first? And he says, I'm just coming. You tell Krishna I'm coming. So, Narad Muni comes back, knowing now that Radharani will take some more time to come. He goes to Lalita Devi and says, that you are making this garland. Are you sure about the length of the garland? What if you make a garland and the garland doesn't fit in? Krishna is here only. Why don't you go directly to Krishna and check his length? So Lalita Devi says, okay, Narad Muni is very intelligent, so let me go. So he goes next to Krishna, who's on the swing, and he says, Krishna, let me check your length, you know, so I can make a beautiful garland. Narad Muni comes there, and Narad Muni says, Krishna, I had a desire for a very long time. And that desire is, I wanted to see you and Lalita on the swing. So Krishna is very also knowing everything. Krishna says, yes, yes, why not? And it's Lalita Devi, you should fulfill the desire of Narad Muni, he's a great devotee. And Lalita Devi says, no, I cannot sit here. What if Radharani comes, she'll be angry on me. And Narad Muni says, don't worry, she's very busy in decorating herself. She'll take some time. Meanwhile, you can sit here. So Krishna also is pushing and Narad Muni is also pushing. So Lalita Devi sits on the swing. And Narad Muni, he starts pushing the swing and is very happy to see Lalita Devi and Krishna on the swing. Now, Narad Muni wants to make it more sweeter. So, when Krishna and Lalita Devi are very absorbed talking to each other on the swing and they have forgotten that Narad Muni is actually vanished from behind, Narad Muni goes to Radharani and says that, you know what, since you are not come, Krishna wanted someone, so he put Lalita Devi on the swing. So, Radharani becomes very angry and she comes running. When she comes running, it is mentioned that she becomes very furious on Lalita Devi. But Krishna knows everything. And Narad Muni is hiding in some bush and watching this whole fun, you know. So Krishna says to Radharani, don't worry, you know. This is all orchestrated by my dear devotee Narad Muni because he wanted to have a beautiful pastime which people will speak and narrate for ages together. So then he mentions that how the whole thing happened and then Lalita Devi was made to sit here. So Radharani becomes very pleased. Lalita gets down and then Radharani sits on the swing and Lalita Vishaka come and they swing Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So this pastime happened in Lalita Kund at Nandagav. Now we will take you to that place where Lalita Devi appeared in this material world. That's called Unchagav. So why Unchagav? Because if you go to Unchagav, there's a small hillock there on which there's a beautiful temple of Lalita Devi, the very place where she was born there. Previously, that hill was quite big. The whole village was nothing but a hill. And because the hill was on higher place, Uncha, it became Unchagav. In due course of time, the hill reduced in size and population increased. So now not many people are staying on the hill, but many people are staying around the hill. So now that whole gav has become Lalita Gav. And that hill is called as Unchagav Hill. So there are beautiful pastimes in that place. Now, I was mentioning that there is only one place where Lalita Devi and Krishna's deities are there. But here is a place, Lalita Devi's own birthplace, appearance place. But she is not the main deity. Radharani and Krishna are there and she is serving Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. So beautiful deities are there. This whole pastime, this whole thing was manifested to one very great disciple, grand disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Narayan Bhatta Goswami was a disciple of Krishnadas Brahmachari, who was the main head pujari of Radha Madan Mohan Temple in Vrindavan, and he was a disciple of Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami told him to worship Madan Mohan, Narayan Bhatta Goswami took initiation from Krishnadas Brahmachari, and Krishnadas Brahmachari told him that he should go and excavate holy places, which is the main service of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami as given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the whole area of Uncha Gao, this beautiful mountain of Sakhi Giri, and then this whole Barsana Dham was revealed to Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He got the beautiful deity of Sriji in the Barsana, was discovered. Originally was installed by Vajrana, but then got lost. But Narayan Bhatta Goswami was revealed. He confirmed with different Puranas, the Adivara Puran, and then he excavated the deity and established a beautiful temple. Recently, I went to a preaching satellite center. So I was amazed by devotees' intelligence, because there was one particular plot of land which devotees acquired from the government, and they built a small center, not a temple but a center. And I asked them, how you got this main plot of land in the main hub of the city, And he said that we did some research, and we came to know that this plot of land was arranged or thought of, government thought that we'll make a jogging park and a children playground here. So we thought, we will never get a land free like this, right? So they went and approached the government, said, see, you are going to make this, but since so many years you are still making it, You give the land to us, we'll make it jogging park and we'll make it children's park, and also we'll have a center, a community hall where people can congregate and celebrate festivals and have spiritual programs. And the government's thinking, oh, our work they are doing, no problem. And they got this land. So 1/4 of the land they made center, and 3/4 they made it a jogging park, and they made it a children's park. Now when the devotees come for the program, it's a big always anxiety where children will play. Our anxiety in Naragopina temple is same thing, where children will play, how they will be engaged. But now this is such a nice thing. 1/4 place, the parents are sitting and hearing katha, and 3/4 the children are playing haywire everywhere. So this is called as intelligence, where something was for some other purpose, but use that, saying that we'll do this purpose, but the main purpose is done. So we find the Goswamis in Vrindavan, they did this also. We find Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Narayan Bhatta Goswami. They knew that time the prevalent rule in Bharatvarsha was that of Mughals. So now to make a temple and to arrange some spiritual thing was very difficult. But they preached to people who were working with the king, the Mughal king. So there was Todarmal, there was Man Singh, all these people whom the Goswamis preached, and they made them disciples. And then asked, what service I can do? They mentioned that you can help in whatever way you can. We want some temples here, we want some temples there. And they said, how can I make temple? Oh, you are in charge of construction for so many forts and museums for your Nawab. So why don't you get some material from there and use it for... And that's how predominantly all those materials which was used for making Sriji Mandir and Radha Govind Mandir is all meant for some big palaces and forts of Nawabs and Mughals. But those things were diverted and the beautiful temple here was made. So Narayan Bhatta Goswami made this Lalita Devi's temple in Uncha Gao, and also made the Sriji temple, Barsana Mandir. And there are many beautiful pastimes. Time is short. There's still one small thing before we end. I'll take two small things. There is one place just close to Uncha Gao, actually on the foothills of Uncha Gao, the mountain. And there is a place where there is one small kund and there is one temple. The temple is called as Dan Bihari Mandir, and the kund is called as Deha Kund. Why the Deha Kund name so, and why Dan Bihari? It is mentioned Krishna was once sitting with Srimati Radharani at that place. And a Brahmana, old Brahmana came, and he was crying. And he approached Krishna and said, Krishna, I want your help. I want some daan. I am Brahman. You should give daan. You are Vaishya. So what daan you want? He said, I have one daughter who is of a marriageable age. So I don't have money to get her married. So please give me some daan. Krishna says, I don't have anything. The only daan, the only wealth I have is Srimati Radharani. You take her only. So the Brahmana, instead of becoming happy now, became more sad. He said, what kind of daan this is, you know? I had one daughter, now another daughter has come. So my problem has increased. This is not good donation. I don't like this donation. So Krishna said, what can I do? This is the only donation I have got. Now at this time, Lalita Devi, she enters into the scene. And she understands the whole pastime. And she mentions that, you want some daan, don't worry. We'll do some daan for you. She arranges a weighing pan, a weight scale. And she says, Radharani, you sit on this one side. And all the gopis, Lalita Devi calls, and she removes all the bangles, ornaments, and they put on one side. And then when Radharani's weight is balanced, all the ornaments is given to the Brahmanas. And Brahmana is very happy, goes away. So Krishna gave daan there. Therefore the temple is called as Daan Bihari. And because Krishna gave the daan of Srimati Radharani's deha initially, that kund became deha kund. So all these pastime places around this whole Lalita Devi's is where Lalita Devi has orchestrated the pastime of expertly doing some service. Now comes the reward. There should also be some reward. Radharani is always very much ready to reciprocate with the services of his devotees. So there is a beautiful another mountain called as Sakhi Giri Parvat, where all the Sakhis come, the gopis come and they play. So there Krishna was sitting with Radharani on one side, Lalita on another side. And all the gopis were sitting. And Krishna was very absorbed talking with all the gopis. That time Radharani got a brilliant idea. And she was thinking of reciprocating with Lalita Devi. So with her eyes, moving her eyebrows, she signaled to Vishakha Sakhi. Vishakha Sakhi got the hint. So Vishakha Sakhi came from behind. Krishna was absorbed. Lalita Devi was also absorbed. So Vishakha Devi, she tied Krishna's clothes with Lalita's clothes. So Radharani had an idea, now we will get Lalita Devi and Krishna married here. So their clothes were tied, both of them did not know. Then Radharani also, she signaled to Tungavidya, and Tungavidya with her Veena, she started chanting all the mantras exactly fitting for a Vedic marriage. And seeing all these pastimes happening, all the gopis started singing all the songs of Braj which are all for marriages. And then Krishna realizes that something is fishy happening here. And Lalita Devi is also enjoying the whole thing. And then Lalita Devi becomes very much, she understands now that actually everyone is focusing on me to get married with Krishna. And Lalita Devi doesn't want that. She wants Radharani to enjoy with Krishna. But seeing that, she's about to escape. But when she gets up to run away, she realizes she has been tied with some cloth. Krishna's cloth is tied with Lalita Devi. And Radharani reciprocates with Lalita's love for her, by arranging the marriage of Lalita Devi with Krishna on Sakhigiri. So there is also Lalita Vivaha Mandap on Sakhigiri. That pastime is also there. So there are many beautiful pastimes, and I'll still say one last pastime and end there. Krishna saw one day all the gopis along with Lalita Devi and Radharani, they were preparing to go out someplace. So they... Krishna asked, where are you going? That was the month of Magh. So they mentioned, Magh is a very auspicious time. We are thinking of going to Prayag and taking bath there. Triveni Sangam. Krishna said, don't have to go there. If you go, I will miss all of you. So Krishna pulled out his flute and dug a hole. And on that hole, through the hole, Krishna made a beautiful well. And Krishna invoked all the three waters there, three rivers. Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. So that Triveni Koop is in Lalita Gaon. And that is the place where later Lalita Devi always would come and take bath there. So all these beautiful pastimes connected with Lalita Devi is mostly in Unchagram, but also in different places in Braj. So it's a very beautiful auspicious day. Lalita Devi is very expert in serving Krishna and Srimati Radharani in her service. So we can pray to Lalita Sakhi today on this very auspicious day that please engage us in her service to Krishna and Radharani, and not only just engage us in her service, but also little expertise so that we can execute our given service in a very positive way for pleasing all the Vaishnavas. Srimati Lalita Devi ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Extremely sorry for being late. Hare Krishna.